You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
You know, it's always a nice day when you wake up. We'll just start with that. I mean, you gotta start there. It's a nice day when your son looks at you and says, I love you, Dad. But you know what makes it even better? That it's a Thursday.
With me.
We're live at Vinny's. And there she is, Sarah. Come on by, have a little lunch with us. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. What better way to spend a little lunch, little time away from the office, than to come out and hang out with somebody that I can't think of a sweeter, kinder person anywhere. Joey's not buying it either.
It's just me. Everyone wants to.
I hear you. Hello, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill. Welcome to the Sports Hangover. Got plenty to get into today. Did you see the story that came out late afternoon, early evening? Jeff Duncan, TimesPicayune, NOLA.com. And I'm talking about, of course, extension. For this, actually, one of the few times, I'm not referring to a player. I'm not referring to a coach. I'm referring to your New Orleans Saints and the Superdome and the lease. Saints State closing in on a long-term lease extension plus major Superdome renovations. I'll go through the tidbits. Jeff Duncan wrote the piece. He's going to come on next segment to talk a little bit more about it. My question of the day, very simply, I'm throwing it out at you. If you've seen it, if you looked at it, does it go far enough? Do you like what the $400+ million, to be exact, $450 million renovation is going to entail? Is it too much kind of behind-the-scenes things? Are you kind of looking for more fan enhancements to the everyday fan? We'll go through all the tidbits. I will here in a quick second after Sarah, chats with us here in a bit. But that is a topic of the day that we want to get your opinions on. The phone line's 800-998-1003. And, of course, you can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. So, Jordan, I know you're listening. Go ahead and tweet that out. Do you think the renovation plans go far enough? Do you like, do you not like? Sarah, I said I know you're listening because, as you can see to the right of me, I'm staring at empty space.
Jordan's at home like a little baby.
Well, he's technically writing yet another paper.
Put the paper.
Well, here's the thing that I told him too. Why? He's like, I have two papers.
And well, you know what has he been doing?
Thank you. He told me this on Tuesday.
Okay, he could have at least had one of those papers done.
Thank you.
Thursday.
What'd you do all
weekend?
That
was plenty of time to get some papers done.
Well, dude, I had the draft. Well, the draft ended Saturday. What'd you do Sunday?
Right. Okay, excuses.
Well, you know, Sarah, I'm starting to think it's almost personal. Maybe he doesn't want to hang out with me.
No, I think he just knows he's going to lose his bet that we made last week.
Well, it is technically May. This is the first of many.
I just think he's real scared that he's going to lose.
For
so
those
he's just not going to show up.
That have no idea what we're talking about, the month of May. Didn't we come up with like a slogan or something?
I don't know.
I know there's like.
Oh, we were asking him
one of the days,
take...
May the 4th be with you. Yeah, May 4th, right?
Yeah.
The Star Wars thing. We got to think of something for Jordan because we're attempting every Thursday. We're going to be here the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th of May. So simple math, 5 Thursdays we would have been here. Would have been 5 chances for Jordan to get a date. We failed on Valentine's Day to get him a date.
Well, he failed himself.
You offered.
He failed himself on that.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
We are trying on a Thursday. We were like, if you walk in here
and say that you'll go on a date with
him, will go on a date with them.
Then I said I would pay for the date.
This is a all expense paid date.
Like, but and Jordan, I feel like, has to be here for this to happen.
Well, that's what I was saying. He just took himself out of one Thursday.
Right.
So now
so
he's
someone
down to
comes
four
in
Thursdays.
Today,
it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
No, it's got to be in person, and he's got to accept.
Sorry, Jordan. Go back to writing your paper, buddy.
So, you know, we're now down to the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. He's down to 4.
That's if he shows up those days.
That's if he shows up. I don't know. You're absolutely right.
Because apparently it's a thing now for him not to show up to work.
I mean, I might have, written my papers in advance to make sure I can maybe get a date. That's just me.
But
That's just me.
But, you know, what do I know? I'm married. I don't know what the dating scene is anymore. Yeah. Maybe this is how you do it. Maybe by being a no-show and playing hard to get. Maybe that works. I don't know.
But, ladies, I think you should still come in today because it's steak day.
Because it is steak day.
It's steak day.
Yeah. And what is the special, by the way?
8 ounce sirloin, 2 pound baked potato, and a side salad for $12 all day.
We were here last Wednesday, which I thought was pretty cool as well.
Yeah, that's rib day.
Yeah. And then tomorrow is?
Tomorrow we do crawfish. Mm-hmm. Between 4 and 5, the first pot comes out. It comes with corn and potatoes, $4 a pound.
Nice. That's
they're
nice.
Really good.
Uh-huh. And knowing Jason, they're not small.
No, they're, like, really good size.
Okay, that's awesome. And then also, not just that, I always talk about the happy hour. It's a solid happy hour because it's not just an hour. It's not just one day a week.
It's four hours.
There we go.
4 hours.
Yeah, 3 to 4.
3 to 7.
4 to 5. 5 to 6.
Every
6 to 7. There you go.
Yeah, it's 3 to 7
every day. Means weekends.
Yes.
It does.
Sunday through Tuesday, we do a late night happy hour.
Double the happy hour.
Yes.
Wow, imagine that.
10 to close.
And happy hour is what? One beverage and one appetizer, right?
No, we have a couple of appetizers, 3 appetizers for $5. There's $4 specialty cocktails, $4 drafts. Got some $4 liquors in there too, $1 off beers.
There you go.
It's pretty good happy hour.
It's not a bad happy hour. More importantly, they get to hang out with you.
I mean, like, I'm fun.
Exactly.
Mondays, we do snow crab legs, too, now.
Nice.
Don't forget that.
Okay,
one.
So all of that, and plus, of course, you got some darts and some shuffleboard evenings.
Yeah, shuffleboards we try to do on Thursday nights around 9-ish. We stopped doing our dart tournaments on Sundays, but we're trying to figure out something better to come up with that.
Okay.
Wednesday night, we do trivia. Mm-hmm.
I just feel for you because I know you look so forward to Thursdays.
I just love Thursdays so much.
I know. It's mainly because you like to give Jordan grief.
Well, that and I don't know. Thursdays are just fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it is what it is. But there you go.
Jordan, get to work, please. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to work.
Did you hear the Joey has a little music in the background for you? A little music.
I hate this song. I'm really going back to work now. Goodbye.
There she goes. Bye, Sarah. Come on by 3217 Ridgelake in Metairie. It's 18th in Ridgelake, that corner. Easy enough to be able to stop on in and have a little fun with us. All right, so 800-998-1003. Joey Brody Miller just got back with me. He wrote the piece on the LSU news that I guess we talked with, obviously, last week about this. With the voice of the Tigers and Chris Blair, and he said, look, the plan was to use Zach Kess and go to the bullpen, but then obviously the injuries that happened to Henry kind of forced the roles to kind of move. Zach Kess is going to the bullpen. So he, after being the opening weekend starter a year and 3 months, he's going back. He's going back to the bullpen. So he just wrote the piece. Why not have him on 105 Brody Miller from the TimesPicayune.com to give us the latest on LSU baseball as they get ready for a weekend series. No midweek games here today to talk about for them. But as we said, next segment, Jeff Duncan's going to come on. Did you get a chance to read it? 800-998-1003. I'm interested to know what you think. If you didn't get a chance to read what Jeff put out yesterday evening, Jordan, go ahead and retweet that as well for us, in case people follow us as well, in case you don't follow Jeff. But I'll give you, I guess, the basics, right? So the state, the Saints, and, of course, the people that run the Dome Arena, all that, they're working on a new deal. And it will keep them through 2035. 2025 is when the current lease expires. Again, there's no fear of moving or leaving. That's not what's happening. So that's fine. The deal will extend the Saints' current lease agreement with the state another 10 years. And it's going to be the most elaborate and expensive overhaul of the iconic stadium in its 44-year history. Again, they've had renovations, right? The concourse has been reworked. The sight lines on the stadium. Things in the locker room. Things that a lot of fans maybe don't see. The electrical. Things of that nature. Okay. There are some concerns, though, that, and again, we've been talking about this. I know I have for 2 years, that you got to do it right in this aspect of it. You just don't have the kind of money that's just sitting around and floating around. You got to find it. And it's easier to have a plan and then do it in phases than to drop half a bill or $1 billion. That is the going rate for stadiums, and it's over a bill. I brought up a couple weeks ago the Texas Rangers are building a brand new stadium in Arlington right next to the ballpark in Arlington, 1.2. The going rate for an NFL stadium right now, if you were to build a brand new stadium per this article, 1.8 billion. I don't have to, obviously, as Session Joey is going on currently in Baton Rouge, remind you folks, I don't know where we're getting $1.8 billion in this state from to build a stadium. Now, again, I'm not saying that that would be completely the taxpayers and state and all that. That's not what we're saying. Because even this project is being shared. And in most of those other stadiums, the team is putting in some money. But still, a billion is a billion. It's not happening here, right? So what does it entail, and where is the money coming from, and how is it getting split? That's the most important thing. Like in any kind of deal, any kind of business deal, people want to know about the money. Again, it hasn't been completely finalized and approved, but obviously if this is being put out there, it's in the final stages, and now it's time to let the public know and try to get some support. Now, apparently they did go out and do polls and surveys, whatever, to try to see what kind of support they had. And as I said, and why I brought up the $1.8 billion is because there wasn't a lot of support for that. Now, I understand it. That said, okay, it's something you have to do. This isn't about the Saints. This isn't about the, you know, 10 dates out of the year that happened. You have Essence. You have the Endymion Extravaganza. You have big major concerts. You have sporting events, Monster Jam. You have a handful of different things that take place that you have in that venue. The Super Bowl. The Final Four, the National Championship game, which is coming in January, right? All of that is that stadium. Again, it looks great from the outside. It's fine. I'm happy with it. You may be. If you go to other venues and new venues, you see where it's at. You see that it's not up to state, up to par. And it's great. They got a new video board. Congratulations. We talk about seats, sight lines, we're looking at elevators, again, something that it probably doesn't affect any of y'all listening. Jordan, the intern, found out this year in his first season covering the game from the press box. One elevator that has to stop at every floor that can only fit about four or five people at a time. Why does that matter? Well, because when you have a big game, like the college football national championship game, like a playoff game with the Saints, you try emptying a press box to get downstairs to try to get to the press conference when only three or four people can get in at a time. It doesn't work. Okay? Doesn't work. The Buccaneers, the Panthers, the Falcons, other teams in your division have direct elevators ground to press box. Little things like that. Little things like, again, may not concern you, but little things like that are important that need to be updated. That's part of the plan here as well. The cost of the project shared by the LSED, $207 million. The Saints are putting up $150 million, and the state, $93 million. Okay, that's kind of the overlay that's going to happen. So give you the tid points here. Then we'll bring in Jeff and talk about it. Wow. The most dramatic feature of the work would be the reimagined entry lobbies at the corner of the stadium along Poydras Street and Champion Square.
Stop. The dome's round.
Well, I hear you. But if you've been listening to the show, what have I told you? The number one concern that I have and thing that bothers me when I'm just a regular patron is having to walk through the lines at gate A, B, C, D, whatever, and go in that round. Remember I told you that that circular part on the outside part upstairs?
Yeah.
That should be enclosed, glass, air conditioned, or heated if it's cold, and the entry point should be at the bottom. So I like seeing that because that makes the most sense.
Right.
When you have the Super Bowl, you get in on Poydras. And then by the time you get to where the gates are, there's no lines you're walking through. You just walk in because you've entered at the bottom. So I like hearing the entry points would be there. Other things. Removal of the sideline pedestrian ramps leading fans to the lodge. club's suite and terrace levels of the building and replacing them with additional escalators. A lot of people have been commenting they love the ramps and going up and down the ramps after games, and that enclosure, those are going to be escalators. New East and West sideline club lounges.
Ooh.
Expanded 300-level luxury box suites.
Ah.
New end zone field-level box suites. Expanded plaza, loge, terrace-level concourses. New end zone corner standing room only viewing decks. I know that's something a lot of fans would love and have wanted. You have that little area in the arena of the Smoothie King Center that's kind of like a bar. You can kind of just stand and watch the game. I love that. You're going to have that now in the dome. Expanded team store retail outlets in Saints Hall of Fame and a new visiting team locker room, which reminds you of a high school locker room. Again, I'm just, that's something that I get to see that a lot of people know. So that's the highlights of it as well. Jeff Duncan's going to give us a little bit more. And the question I'll ask him, and I'm asking you, 800-998-1003, as I open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour once we speak with him, do you think it goes far enough? Notice I did not say that that area is going to be enclosed or air-conditioned around the top. Notice I did not say that the parking lots would be removed, which is something that I've called for to make a green space and tailgate area. Notice I did not say that the roof is getting lopped off and you're putting a retractable roof. Mm-hmm. None of that was in there. Let's take a quick break. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. And, of course, go to kinginjuryfirm.com to find out how they can help you and take care of any of your needs. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Jeff Duncan up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Thibodeau Volunteer Fire Department invites you and your family and friends to join them for their annual Thibodeau Fireman's Fair. Come on out and enjoy their local cuisine, pay one price rides, and hoppin' live music, while also getting the chance to support your local volunteer firefighters. Enjoy 4 days of fun at the biggest free concert in South Louisiana. See different headliner bands each day on Rouse's Market's band stage. Category 6 on Thursday. Friday night, The Groove, Chase Tyler Band, and Fuel. Saturday is the home of stage band, Carrie Thibodeau Powerhouse, Snapper and the Fish, Sticks, LaRue, and headliner Jody Messina. Sunday is Swamp Hop and Zydeco with Pat Tula, Junior Lacrosse, Chubby Carrier, and Royal Blue Guru featuring Wayne Toops. So come on out to the Thibodeau Fireman's Fair May 2nd through the 5th and enjoy great food, great music, auctions, the $10,000 raffle, the 5K fun run on Saturday morning, and the Fireman's Parade on Sunday beginning at 11. Thibodeau Fireman's Fair, 1101 Tiger Drive in Thibodeau. We would like to thank our 4-alarm sponsor, Rouse's, and our 3-alarm sponsor, Go-Bear Oil.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Ah, yes. All of the area does that concern fans and media members, including will they fix the air conditioned vents? That's what matters. Jeff Duncan of the TimeSpeak Unit at NOLA.com joins us on the show at Jeff Duncan _. The way to follow him over on Twitter. Jeff, I did find it funny how some people wanted to make sure the comment section in Twitter under your story wanted to make sure if they still will need to wear parkas once the dome renovation is completed. What's up, my friend? How you doing?
Hey, Gus. Yeah, I think anybody that's ever covered a game in the new renovated Superdome would like that to be the top priority of the renovation, because it is brutally cold there. But hey, beat digging ditches. We got a good job. Hard to complain.
Look, I explained it earlier in the opening segment as well. I saw express elevators not having to stop at every floor and having three or four. I know for a lot of fans it doesn't matter. But, Jeff, it's not just – and this is why I've been always saying it the last several years about this, that the state has to sit down and think about, a plan here over the next 10 years or what to do with the stadium. Because you do it, Jeff, for the Picayune. You go to big events and you see – these new stadiums, you cover the Super Bowl for the paper, and you see what these new modernized facilities are. This goes beyond a new scoreboard. It's how the seats are located, the sight lines, the facilities. And while many fans won't get into the clubs and the suites and the lounges, that's where the money is, and the amenities and how it's set up, it pales in comparison to what the Dome has. That's just a fact, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And instead of building a new stadium, which I think everybody would eventually want, this is much more cost-effective to take this beloved stadium that almost all Saints fans, New Orleanians, Louisianans in general, all love. I mean, they did the LSED did a survey of Louisiana residents back in January, and they were even surprised just how beloved the building is and how people didn't really have an affinity to build a new stadium. So this is what you got, and you do what you can with it. But the fact is, Gus, there's a lot of features in that building that need to be upgraded. And what this renovation is going to do, in addition to some of the cosmetic things, some of the new suites you mentioned, and the new entryways, which I think will be the most dramatic for the fans to see. There'll be new, basically, front doors to the building. More importantly than that, they're renovating a lot of the food service part of the building that I know doesn't sound sexy to fans, but the fact is it hasn't been touched since the building was open. And that's the kind of stuff, go beyond a Saints game. When you get national championship games like we're going to have in here in January, you get the Essence Festival, big concerts, the ability to move food around in the building. It's such a massive building. To move it up 3-4 floors on elevators, to get it out, that's important. When you compete with the Atlantas and the Dallases and the Houstons, when these event planners come in and they look at the building and make a decision on a multi-million-dollar event, that's the kind of things they're looking at. And that's where we're falling behind these other facilities with the Superdome.
Yeah, and Jeff, I mean, look, I saw it in one of your comments to your story. I mean, there were some people complaining, can we finally get fries in the terrace level? I didn't even know that. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't get French fries in the upper level of the terrace, which is a large percentage of your fan base that goes up there. So to your point, it's like that, because you got to have the ability to do that. You got to be able to have fryers up there or what have you. So I get it, and that's the thing. So my bigger question I'd ask you, does it go far enough? I know, look, one of the number one or two things that you saw when we would talk about this in the past is people want the retractable roof. I want a, either air-conditioned or heated sort of enclosed area of that walkway on the round part where you could have, like, what looks like Reliant Stadium, that glass or plexiglass, whatever, on the outside part that would help modernize it and protect it for rain and all that. I love that. I always talk about the reimagining of that footprint. If you had that, if there was just an empty square right now, how would you build it? Like, I think the parking garages would be gone. I'd build a, universal-style Disney parking garage over by where, the Amtrak section is. There's an empty lot there. That's where I'm building a bigger parking garage. And then that's green space, tailgating area, band, and all of that area. But that's not in there. So in the 450 plan that they got, do you think it goes far enough? Or do you think that, look, at the end of the day, the engineering and everything, that's pretty much what you can do with it?
Well, I just think there's a lot of ideas that the Saints and State and the Superdome officials have and had, but the fact is it costs a lot of money to build these big projects. And you see $450 million, what that's going to cost. You start adding these other things onto the ticket, where you're going to get up around $1 billion. And right now, the reality is State and the Saints don't feel like they have the budget to do it. It's just too tight for everyone involved. And there were a lot of ideas in the original plan. When the master plan came back from the architects a couple of years ago, it called for about a $700,000 renovation. There were a lot of bells and whistles to that thing. And when the officials got involved, they decided, you know what, we'd love to have some ambient light in there in the roof and maybe make some windows in the building and open it up to the outdoors. But that's a luxury item in the mind of the team and the dome officials that they just couldn't afford at this time, given the financial realities of the state of Louisiana.
You know, you've been speaking with Jeff Duncan, TimesPicayuneAnola.com, State and the Saints working closer to finalizing. That's the important thing, right? I mean, we're along the way. We're past halftime, obviously, Jeff, to use a football analogy, and getting closer to getting this completed. But look, the importance is not that they would ever go anywhere, things of that nature, but it secures the Saints for another 10 years after 2025 through 2035, and just tries to keep the dome relevant to be able to host all these events. And the last 2 years, you go back from Mania to, you know, coming up with the national championship game, the Final Four, the women's Final Four is coming up here. You have to keep modernizing and staying up to date and helping get those events. It's a lot more than just 10 football dates a year.
Right, and I think it's also important to point out that it's kind of a unique partnership that the state of Louisiana and the Saints have. You don't see that really anywhere else in the NFL, where you have this almost corporate partnership between the state and a football team, and they are working together. I think one of the most encouraging things, if you're a Saints fan or a New Orleanian in general, is this isn't the same climate that we had 15, 20 years ago, where Tom Benson was threatening to move the team and they were threatening to build a stadium in Mississippi and all these different things. It was very contentious and I think created a lot of fear and anxiety in the fan base. Those days are gone. I mean, they're all working together and they're also making concessions on each side and understanding what the other side needs. And that collaborative working relationship, I think, is very encouraging. And frankly, it's something that the whole rest of the state and the city could use as a model, because too many people are fighting for their own self-interest instead of looking out for the greater good of the city and the state. And I think this is a good example of that happening.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff. You got to be a realist. You know, I would love a lot of different bells and whistles here as well, because I was going to ask you next. You know, you've been to some of the newer ones that have hosted these Super Bowls here as well. What would you say would be the most impressive element from some of these stadiums that you think could maybe eventually be incorporated or will be incorporated with the renovation, other than the obvious, what your eyes see on the exterior?
Well, I mean, here's one thing that I think fans would be interested in, and it's going to happen, I think, eventually, but it's not part of this plan. You know those ramps, those pedestrian ramps, where if you come to the game on Poitras Street, most fans end up going up that kind of two-way ramp to get to the plaza level to get into the building. They're eventually, I think, going to remove those. They would like to open up the stadium at the street level to where you could walk up and enter the building from Poitras Street or from Champion Square. You don't have to go up a level to get there. And they'd add a bunch of glass in, kind of make it an atrium level. If you've ever entered, say, Lambeau Field or some of these other stadiums, there's a big glass kind of open lighting. That's what we're going to have in this new renovation. It's only going to go down to the plaza level. So you're still going to have to enter at that upper level, one level up from the street. Eventually, they want to take that ramp out on Poitras and bring it all the way down to the street level with entryways. And I think that's something that'll be done in what they call phase five. But it's about a $90 million ticket. So that gets back into what we were talking about earlier. They got to come up with the money down the road.
Yeah.
And so that's something I think we'll see eventually. And I think everyone here is in agreement, the state, the governor, the dome, that this is going to be it for the Saints fans, for Louisianans. There's just no appetite for a new stadium. So even if this does take the stadium for another 15 or 20 years, there's probably going to be another renovation down the line.
Right.
Going to try and keep this building viable into the future. They see it in conversations with the officials involved as New Orleans Lambeau Field. That's a stadium, an iconic structure in Green Bay.
Yep.
They've kept renovating it because it's beloved by the Packers fans and people in Wisconsin. That's the way they feel about the Dome. You don't see anybody bartering to build a new stadium in Green Bay. They love Lambeau Field. I think they feel the same way about the Superdome.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, it makes a lot of sense. And as you said, if you just keep having these updates, it is going to help. And look, we're getting closer to having that. And, Jeff, your timeline that you put in your piece makes sense. It's going to be after Saints seasons and before and in between big events.
Yeah, they've got to do it mostly in the off season because the Saints can't afford to move and play games somewhere else. So it'll be done. Actually, it's approved by the Bond Commission in the next month or two. They will start the renovation project as soon as the national championship game is over at the Superdome in January, or if the Saints were to host the NFC Championship game again, that would be January 19th. They would start right away and try and get this first phase done. And it makes a lot of sense. They got all these big events coming up, the Final Four in 2022. You've got the Super Bowl in 2024. And to only be able to work on like kind of a half-year schedule, is going to be, I think, a condensed timeline to get the construction done. So it's going to be done in four phases.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Look, I know you're a huge fan of the Kentucky Derby here as well. Some big news of, I guess, the favorite being scratched yesterday. So your walk-off question here, man, how are you looking at the Derby this weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, Gus, it's going to be rainy again. It just sounds like it's going to be another sloppy track. They just haven't had any luck. This will be the fourth year in a row it's rained on the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Omaha Beach now scratching. I mean, the pre-race favorite is really going to, I think, throw things even more up in the air than they were. My pick is going to be Maximum Security. I'm going to plant my flag on that hill and hope he can go all the way around the track. Somebody, I think, is going to get the lead in that slop, and that's a huge advantage because the kickback of all the mud, some of the horses just do not like that. And if you go all the way around a mile and a quarter with that, it can throw a horse off its game. So I like Maximum Security maybe to go wire to wire in this one.
All right, Maximum Security. I'm writing it down on the official sheet of paper next to me. Thank you, Jeff, for your time this afternoon, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Gus. Thanks for having me on, buddy. Take care.
For sure. At Jeff Duncan _, way to follow him on Twitter. All right, Saints fans. Phone lines open up to you. 800-998-1003 as we're here live at Vinny's. I want to know from you, what do you think? You heard what Jeff had to say. Again, I'm giving you some time to go check it out. I have it pulled up in front of me. If you want to ask me some questions, what's in it, what's not? Do you think not enough? Do you think it's okay? Do you think you're fine with it? But the dome renovations, again, all likelihood, everything's going to be approved here in the near term. You'll be able to go see the renovations at the end of the season. Sports Hangover continues next, live from Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Jared has hundreds of gifts you could get mom this Mother's Day, like a tennis bracelet.
Aww.
Or a diamond necklace.
Thank you, sweetie.
But there's only one that will make her feel like this.
Yes!
With Jared's diamond price match guarantee, you can finally get mom the one gift she's always wanted.
Oh, I love you so much.
For you to get engaged. Shop at a Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a loose certified diamond of the same characteristics and quality from any other jewelry retailer as validated by Jared personnel in store. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV, a better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
100-998-1003, looking from Saints fans here, or just anybody, really, that goes to the Dome for any events. What do you think of the renovations that are coming here as well? We'll touch on a couple of other stories. Danny Ainge apparently having a little heart attack in Milwaukee, a mild heart attack. He, of course, is a very key and central figure when it comes to possible trade talks with Anthony Davis and your New Orleans Pelicans. So as Jeff said there, got the 2022 Final Four coming here, and in 2024, the Super Bowl returns to New Orleans. So all these renovations really want to get going in amount of that time that happens. And again, it'll be four different phases when it comes to getting constructed and done here as well. So 800-998-1003 if you want to chime in. And, of course, at ESPN Radio NOLA, do you think it goes far enough? Are you happy with it? Are you upset that no, it doesn't have the retractable roof? Are you upset that it doesn't have a couple of enclosures? You did hear Jeff say, hey, look, there are some things that we're going to have, that atrium and glass thing. They would love to do that, but that's $90 million. I mean, I think money is key and is important, and you understand it. You get it. At the same time, it's one of those things that I think it's going to be fun and interesting to sort of see where this all goes here as well. So 800-998-1003. Jordan's tweeted out there just asking you Saints fans or just any Dome fans, really, give us your thoughts on the all-new Dome renovations that are going to take place between 2020 and 2024. You can call us or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA and say, look, I want it enough. I want more, not enough, or do you think it's just right? Again, it comes down to money. Somebody's got to pay for it, and you're getting it from three different ways. I think that's the important aspect of it, to come up with the $450, $207 from the LSED, $150 from the Saints, and $93 million from the state is how they're going to fund it and bring it up and make sure that it takes place. 800-998-1003. Also, one of the things that, again, that I look at in this renovation and the plans and propose to do that, I guess I want to find out what's the most important element from you, right? Because I view it differently probably than a lot of different people on some occasions and events. I'm a media member. On some occasion and events, I'm a fan. Some occasion and events, I'm a lucky fan that got a hookup with a little better seat, a suite. So I've kind of seen a game from a handful of different ways. I've sat in the club level. We've been there in the loge. We sat in the suites. We've been in the press box. I've sat in the terrace for the national championship game back in the day when LSU beat Oklahoma. I've seen big games, big events at all different level and seats in the Dome. So I have a pretty, I guess, broad understanding of each level and what you sort of want. Seats a little more comfortable. You got a little more leg room. different areas. Now, I didn't see in the story any specifics on if the seat configurations would change new seats in it at all. But I'm assuming when you have viewing platforms that are going to be installed in the end zones to be able to stand and look, that means you're going to be taking away seats. Or you're going to be able to maybe wrap around those seats or have that, right? The standing room only viewing platforms. That's something that a lot of different areas have. Do you like that? Do you not? The new stadium in Atlanta has a section in the upper right-hand corner. If you're looking at it on TV, it would be to your left and high. There's an area where people can just stand and view the game. Jerry World has something just like that as well. So that is a popular element. I would probably argue the case that a lot of people, when they like to go catch a Baby Cakes game or something, I don't know if it's a New Orleans thing or not. I don't know if it's just a drinking thing. People like to just stand there, socialize, and talk rather than sit at a game and watch it. So would you be one of those fans that would enjoy, you know, the standing room only situation and decks that you would like? The field club suites. Are you somebody that would like a field club suites? That is almost a standard now in any new stadium. Field level suites. You see it with the Giants. Cowboys, I think, were one of the first ones to start it as well. They tied it into a club level there where there's glass on the back end on the inside so you can see the team coming out of the locker room. And, you know, it's an extra little benefit as well. I'm not sure. I think, huh? The new Atlanta stadium has field suites. Like I said, it's almost standard. I want to say Seattle was the first ones to do it. I want to say the new Seahawks stadium in the NFL back in the day was one of the first ones to have field level suites. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how you can see, but I guess you're close to the action, but if you're field level, you're going to be behind, you know, the sidelines on some, but these are going to be end zone field level suites. So I guess you technically can see from the end zone, but you know, you're going to be happy about that here as well. If you own suites, it's probably nice to hear it's going to be a little bit larger. How do you do it? I have to imagine, to me, as you extend it underneath, having sat in some suites in the recent years, I think that would be my biggest pet peeve. You're under an overhang, right? That you kind of don't get that sense and element of being out there, but I don't know how much further you really can extend it because you have the terrace above you. So I don't know how they're going to extend the suites, the 300-level suites. Are they making it towards the walkway, you know, and make it bigger that way? I don't know. But again, these are just some of the things I've seen comment wise from a lot of different people as to what they would like, what they would not like in the dome. But again, the two, three biggest things that I saw that is not part of the plan, as you heard Jeff say, no retractable roof. You don't have the enclosed, walkabouts, as I call them, that go around the dome. But I think it's just a smart and safe security-wise, too, to have your entry points on the ground level and at one or two locations for you to get into and just make it easier. It's just you have a situation or something where you have to get people moving quickly and you're just standing in line trying to get around it. It's just, you know, it's not the same that it would be if you're on the street level. So, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's enough. I think it does a handful of things that they need to do. And as Jeff wrote in his piece, it's a lot of behind the scenes, behind the curtains kind of stuff that maybe a lot of fans maybe don't see. And you would be sitting here going, what's important enough about the food services and getting that? Well, if everything's cooked downstairs, if you ever seen it, you ever been in an elevator, you'll see those big aluminum trays full of food. That's where all that food's going, upstairs, middle, or the bottom of the dome. You know, not just from the popcorn to the hot dogs, but to everything else as well. So I'm assuming if you're adding different elevators, it's going to be able to speed up the process and things of that nature. So like I said, it is what it is. It has to get done. And I think it'll be nice to kind of look at it that way. But just right when he said it's an iconic building and it's something that a lot of people sort of don't want to see taken away. I remember when the naming rights took place, when the Mercedes-Benz Superdome took place, right? I mean, do you remember? People kind of had a bit of a conniption fit by putting the logo on top of the dome. People couldn't understand why you would put the name of the sponsor on the dome. I never got it, but I remember clearly phone lines going bananas, people complaining on social media, and that's it. They're sold out. I can't stay. It looks ugly. It's terrible. I'm like, it's the name on top of the dome that you only see if you're like on the interstate or on a camera shot on the blimp, and that's what the sponsor wants. So I know Atlanta Stadium has the big Mercedes logo on top of it and on the side of the building. You cannot miss it. It's right on it as well. And look, at the end of the day, if they're giving the team a couple $100 million or a couple of million, you get it, right? Smoothie King. Right on top of the Smoothie King Center, on the side of it when you walk in. Does it really bother you? I mean, I don't know. So, I get it. And by the way, that sponsorship deal is coming to an end soon. I should have asked Jeff who he thinks will be. I'll text him during the break when that naming right deal ends here as well. So that'll be interesting. 800-998-1003. We'll go over a little bit in the NBA action here as well. Coming up at 105, Brody Miller, Zach Hess going to the bullpen for LSU. Eric Alexander, CST's Eric Alexander, national champ, Super Bowl champ. We'll talk a little bit about the draft and his thoughts as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Appliances. Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. On time and on budget, Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Plus, for 3 days only, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Credit offer valid 4/30 through 5/2. Subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player. So much goes into it, so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Colonel Baseball is back on your flagship station for Nichols Athletics.
Strikeout, now a throw to second. Mac Odom, he's out. Game over. Colonel's closed. 11 game winning streak over for Sam Houston State.
Tune in as the Dirty Red compete in Southland Conference play on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Our radio broadcast is sponsored by Firehouse Subs, Joseptic Contractors, Vision Communications, and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003. Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. Come on by, have a little lunch steak special today. Got an 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato side salad, $12. The lovely Sarah will take care of you here as well. Plus, again, the Meatball's sliders is delicious. The burger is solid. Wraps are to die for. I love the wings. Wings are good. Yeah. So come on by 18th and Ridge Lake is when it happens. Jeff Duncan, I just asked him, 2021. 2021 is when the naming rights with Mercedes end, so I knew you would know. So in 2021, there will be new naming rights there as well. Joey, you remember, huh, when the naming rights took place and people were a little upset by that, wondering why a German automaker would want that. I couldn't for the life of me understand why people were so upset with that and didn't want a global brand like that attached to the dome. Because, again, it's not just for the Saints. I mean, when you're putting the naming rights in your name on that building, it is for all of the events that happen. It's there 365. And, yeah, you can secure a nice little pretty penny on there for sure. So I liked it. I liked that it was attached to Mercedes, and you saw, you know, and you still see the wraps of vehicles by the parking garages and things like that. Joey, do you remember the outcry, though? There were a lot of people that were not happy about that. Do you recall that at all? Because I still remember that. I remember people just not being happy for one way, shape, or form. So, but they did and tied in to the new Atlanta Stadium, so that is one of the reasons that they're not going to be a part of the new building. Well, rather, the Superdome here in 2021. So 2021 is the naming rights when it comes to a close. Wonder who the new one will be. If I get any info, I will pass it on for sure. NBA playoffs, you had last night one game, Trailblazers 97, Nuggets 90. So Portland ties the series up 1-1 in that. Tonight we have one game that is going to be played, and that is the Raptors at the 76ers, and that series is knotted up at one game apiece here as well. You know, I keep wondering and asking people. We'll speak with Daniel Salerson at 2:15, part of the Pelicans Radio Network, and, of course, we'll talk a little NBA playoffs about how good is Denver, how serious can we take Denver to be, really, when it comes to it, and more importantly, you know, can Portland really make a run here to the Western Conference Finals? Can they give Golden State a run for their money? Obviously, Houston on Saturday, I mean, it's got to win Game 3 to try to even remotely make it a series. But Damian Lillard's had a tremendous and great postseason run so far. 39 points in Game 1 in a loss, but the Nuggets did all they could. They held them to 14 points. You know, you realize Lillard is averaging 34.8 points in the playoffs. That's ridiculous. He was 5 of 17 shooting yesterday. C.J. McCollum led 6 Trailblazers, though, in double figures. He had 20 points in the win. So you have 6 different players in double figures, kind of led the way and helped him make that run. So that was a pretty good performance by Portland to move it, and they tie it. Now they go over to Portland, where it's a very tough place to play. And they've been excellent this postseason with that energy there. Something tells me, I don't know, it's probably a safe bet. We'll get the odds from Rafael tomorrow. I'd bet highly that I think the Raptors, I mean the Damian Lillard and the Blazers will have a nice game. At least Damian will. He's not going to be held to 14 points yet again. Raptors 76ers again today. And then tomorrow it's Bucks and Celtics, Nuggets and Blazers. On Friday, Saturday, it's Warriors and Rockets. It's the lone game again in that Game 3. I'm just surprised, really, by how Houston – look, maybe it's a game plan. I don't know, but Golden State, to me, did a great job of maybe getting in Houston's heads more than anything else. So many people kind of really trying to figure out if Houston's more worried about calls, if you know, ancillary things, really, that are just taking them out of their game, you know? James Harden, by the way, still dealing with pain, but the vision's improving after he got apparently poked in the eye by Draymond Green. He dealt with it in the game, in game number 2, but he says he's getting better there as well. I mentioned that Celtics president Danny Ainge suffered a mild heart attack back on Tuesday night. The team announcing and a release from the team saying that Ainge received immediate medical attention. He's expected to make a full recovery and will return to Boston shortly. So he's still in Milwaukee. This all took place after the Celtics game 2 loss back on Tuesday night. So suffered a mild heart attack there. He's 60 years old, and it's being described literally as a minor heart attack. Although, Joey, I don't know if, you know, having a minor heart attack is a mild heart attack is, you know, good in either other way. He had a minor heart attack in 2009, so this is a heart attack number 2 that Danny Ainge has suffered as well. You haven't had any heart issues, huh, Joey?
No, but
okay.
That's like, you know, a mild gunshot to the chest. I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's a heart attack.
I tell you what, any time that I would hear anything like that, a mild heart attack, or you're just me, it'd be mild. I don't know if I want anything remotely. Yeah. That just makes me nervous, man.
Yeah, I was mildly shot in the back yesterday.
No.
It's a shot. And look, after Rafael Esparza, I mean, that really blew me away.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. On the basketball court playing hoops, and then he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like he did what? Yeah.
Wish Danny Ainge the best, bro. It's milder, whatever. Yeah. It's a heart attack. We wish him the best.
It's kind of one of those things. I just walk it off. No, can't. Can't walk off.
Walk it off.
Can't really exactly walk it off from that aspect.
My chest. Walk it off.
Dude, I'm telling you. Oh. And here's the thing, you know, being 43, I mean, I have aches. I don't remember the last time I don't have an ache or pain or a sore in any area. So I don't know if it's anything deeper related or not, you know?
Wait till you get my age. When I wake up, it sounds like breakfast cereal, snap, crackle, and pop.
Well, I was going to say, my knees are like that. I've separated shoulders. So, I mean, if I lay the wrong way, my fingers tingle often, you know, because of swelling.
And you thought about Raphael when you heard tingling fingers.
Well, that's what
fingers.
I'm getting at. I'm like, how am I supposed to? That's why I asked him off the air. I'm like, I really need to know. Cause
I'm
I mean,
not cutting the grass
tingles
today.
Right? Stuff tingles all the time on me. I need to know.
Ooh.
You know? Yeah, well, no, it's not that kind of tingle.
That's what
me.
Makes you guess.
No, well, here's the thing.
Oh.
It's the kind of tingle that makes me worried I'm going to be around. That's why I'm saying it's not really a good, you know, tingle.
Well, do like me. Visit your physician once every 3 months.
Please. Go
Paid
ahead
for
and
by
do
Joey.
That as well. Oh, one thing I definitely wanted to put on it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this here coming up as well. CBSSports.com yesterday put out the odds, NFL teams win loss total, which I thought was interesting. The win-loss total about it. And I'll just give you the NFC South since we're running short on time. All right, let's start with your New Orleans Saints. CBSSports.com has 10.5 wins.
Ooh.
10.5 wins. I'll take that, 10.5.
Yes, I will.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 6.5.
Oh, again, I'll take that.
Look, we talked about it. Home game against the Giants on September 22nd. The next home game for them is November 10th. I mean, that is a long, long time. They do have technically a home game in London against the Panthers, but it's London. It's not in Tampa Bay. Let's see. The Carolina Kitty Cats, 8 games.
Mm,
8 games. Okay. And your dreaded, disliked Atlanta Falcons.
Let me guess, 8.
8.5.
Ooh.
Good job, Joey. 8.5. All right.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So they have the Saints winning the NFC South just by that. Now,
can
I'm looking at other teams. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question before we go into break?
Uh-huh.
Just scroll down to Cleveland. I'd love to hear it.
Cleveland, 9. 9. They are
the
predicting.
The bear is up.
Yes.
Reopening them.
Dude, they are predicting more wins for the Cleveland Browns than your Atlanta Falcons. Would you have ever thought that?
Baby.
Yeah. Check this out as well. There's only a couple other teams that have double-digit wins. The Rams, 10.5. The Chiefs, 10.5. And New England, 11. So the team that they have with the most wins is New England, New Orleans, the Rams, and the Chiefs all are predicted to have 10.5 wins. Again, for what it's worth, I agree with that. Look, I think it's KC, New England, And I still think it's Rams, Saints. Saints got to take care of Atlanta. But I still think those are your top four teams. I mean, I honestly do. We can discuss that a little bit more.
Real quick, who's the half game we could beat?
I don't know who that half game. I don't know why. Yeah, I know. Why, what's a half? I don't know why you would say half. There is no half.
The commercial with the Snickers bar and Buffalo Bills. Yeah. What, there is a second half?
I don't get it. Brody Miller is going to tell us what's going on with LSU and its pitching staff as they get ready for their weekend series. Zach Kess to the pen. He's up next to lead things off. So we're live from Vinny's, 18th and Ridgelake, 3217 Ridgelake Drive to be exact. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Don't go anywhere. Hour two next on ESPN New Orleans.